From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting to discuss North Korea's latest nuclear test. The 15-member council is expected to issue an immediate condemnation and start discussions on further sanctions. Pyongyang carried out its fifth nuclear test on Friday, triggering a blast that seismic monitors indicated was its largest such detonation yet. U.S. President Barack Obama condemned North Korea's nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. Meanwhile, the two candidates fighting to take over Mr. Obama's job weighed in on North Korea's nuclear testing. Speaking to the Conservative Values Voter Summit in Washington, Republican nominee Donald Trump said that Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions are running unchecked because of the Obama administration's failed policies.
North Korea performed its fifth nuclear test, its fourth since Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State. It's just one more massive failure from a failed Secretary of State.
Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton said after meeting with a bipartisan group of national security experts in New York that as president, she would not allow North Korea to threaten the United States or its allies.
We are not going to let anyone who is a treaty ally and partner of ours be threatened, and we are not going to let North Korea pursue a nuclear weapon with the ballistic missile capacity to deliver it to the United States territory.
The former Secretary of State also called for new sanctions in addition to those endorsed by the Obama administration. This is VOA News.